On the fifth day, thanks again to the sheep, another secret of the little prince's life was revealed to me. At that moment, I was very busy trying to unscrew a bolt that had jammed in my engine. I was quite worried, for my plane crash was beginning to seem extremely serious, and the lack of drinking water had made me fear the worst.
If a sheep eats bushes, does it eat flowers too?
A sheep eats whatever it finds.
Even flowers that have thorns?
Yes, even flowers that have thorns.
Then what good are thorns?
The little prince never let go of a question once he'd asked it. I was annoyed by my jammed bolt, and I answered without thinking. Thorns are no good for anything. They're just the flower's way of being mean.
Oh, I don't believe you. Flowers are weak. They're naive. They reassure themselves whatever way they can. They believe their thorns make them frightening.
I made no answer. At that moment, I was thinking, if this bolt stays jammed, I'll knock it off with a hammer.
Then you think flowers...
No, not at all. I don't think anything. I just said whatever came into my head. I'm busy here with something serious.
Something serious? You talk like the grown-ups. You confuse everything. You've got it all mixed up. For millions of years, flowers have been producing thorns. For millions of years, sheep have been eating them all the same. And it's not serious trying to understand why flowers go to such trouble to produce thorns that are good for nothing. Suppose I happen to know a unique flower, one that exists nowhere in the world except on my planet. One that a little sheep can wipe out in a single bite one morning, just like that, without even realizing what he's doing. That isn't important.
He couldn't say another word. Night had fallen. I dropped my tools. What did I care about my hammer, about my bolt, about thirst and death? There was, on one star, on one planet, on mine, the Earth, a little prince to be consoled. I took him in my arms. I rocked him. The flower you love is not in danger. I'll draw you a muzzle for your sheep. I'll draw you a fence for your flower. I didn't know what to say. It's so mysterious, the land of tears.